I'm going to read verses 16 through 18, but really want to draw your attention to verse 18, Galatians chapter 5. And what I want to talk to you about this evening is law or spirit. Not law and spirit, but law or spirit. There's a difference. Verse 16, he says, "For this I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the longings of the flesh. For the flesh longs against or opposite of the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary one to the another, so that you cannot do the things that you would." In other words, the flesh and the Spirit desire to do opposite things. But if you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. If you're led by the Spirit, you're not under the law. Now, in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 16, Paul talks about an inward man and an outward man. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, works for us while we're looking not at the things that are seen. We're looking at the things that are not seen. And he says the outward man perishes, but the inward man is renewed day by day. So it's actually, when you look at that, he's talking about the physical body decays, but the inward man is actually renovated or renewed, revitalized every day. Now, with all that said, and this is what I feel like I've been impressed to do this evening, is talk to you about the law or the Spirit. Now, when we talk about the law, basically we're dealing with the law of Moses. And Jesus fulfilled the law. He didn't do away with the law. God gave the law. How many of you know that? And so God did make a mistake. There's nothing wrong with the law. The law is righteous. But the law was to govern the outward man. So everybody then, walking naturally, needed a law to govern them naturally. They didn't have the Holy Spirit to live on the inside of them. Now, let me just start out asking you a couple of questions. How many of you thought about robbing a bank today? Or breaking in somebody's house and stealing something? How many of you know there's a law against that? Did that law affect you? The law didn't affect you at all. You didn't even think about it. You follow me? As long as you're not in violation, then the law is not for you. As a matter of fact, the Scripture teaches that the law is for the lawless. So all the people that are wanting to live under the Mosaic law are saying, "I'm lawless. I need something governing me." You follow me? Now, the law is for the natural man. The Holy Spirit resides in the spirit man. God said in Ezekiel that He would write His laws in our heart, or He would put them in our hearts and write them in our minds. Well, when the Holy Spirit comes inside you, the Holy Spirit's God. So the Holy Spirit knows the will of God. The Holy Spirit knows the law of Moses. You understand? He knows all these things. And so, He is not going to violate, but He's going to fulfill. And because of that, we're told to walk in the Spirit. If we walk in the Spirit, you won't fulfill the longings of the flesh. The longings of the flesh have to be governed by law, or by walking in the Spirit. You follow me? In other words, you have to get the spirit man stronger than the outward man. The inward man must be stronger than the outward man, to where the inward man is controlling the outward man. Now, you have to understand how I say this, and there's always a danger of somebody pulling an excerpt of what you say and just making an erroneous doctrine out of it. But I have told people, I drink all I want to. I get drunk all I want to. I just don't want to. I don't even think about it. I didn't get up this morning thinking about drinking. nor smoking, nor robbing a bank. That's not in my heart. And because it's not in my heart, I don't need any kind of external laws being imposed upon me. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. I was brought up in that type of religion. The don'ts. Don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. They never dealt with the spirit man. If you deal with the spirit man, you don't have to govern externally. And so I'll tell ministers, forget the laws and start dealing with the heart. Get the heart right. You don't need the laws. Because what you'll do is stimulate a desire to do right. And if you get a person's heart right with God, you get them full of the Spirit of God, they're not wanting to go against the will of God. But then they have to be trained. We all have to be trained. It's called a spiritual maturity. When you're born again, you're just like a newborn baby. Somebody has to change your diapers, carry you, burp you, bottle feed you, and all that type of stuff. But there's a period of time that you should be learning to do things for yourself instead of somebody always carrying you, someone always taking care of you. There is a spiritual growth on the inside of us. And with that spiritual growth, there comes more revelation knowledge of God, of the will of God. You subject yourself to the Word of God. You get full of the Word of God so you know the will of God. So you don't want to do things that are displeasing to God. Well, what about the Sabbath? What about it? You know what it means? Most people don't. Jesus was accused of violating it. He said, I'm the Lord of it. The Sabbath was a rest. The natural man rested. The Sabbath was for the natural man. Do you understand that? Jesus is our Sabbath. Hebrews, the 4th chapter, it says, labor to enter into the rest. And if you enter into the rest, living by faith, you cease from works. And so your life becomes the Sabbath because your life's wrapped up in Jesus. You're resting in Jesus. You're living by faith. You're not trying to do things by works. The law was works. I got to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. I have to do this. We don't think about that. When I get up in the morning, I don't think about what I have to do to please God. That's living by law, living by works. I get up in the morning, I want to talk to the Lord. I get up in the morning, I want to spend time with the Lord. When I get here, I want to be by myself with the Lord. Nobody has my arm up behind my back. It deals with desire. And when you get the desire strong enough, you don't need to be talking about law. The law served its purpose. The law, according to Paul, the law was a schoolmaster. It was to lead you to Jesus. But once you're led to Jesus and you accept Jesus, then you no longer need the schoolmaster pulling the reins on you. Now you have a new nature on the inside of you to where you're looking to the Spirit, not to the external. You're looking inside instead of outside. It goes right along with what we've been teaching on the kingdom of God. God's kingdom's in us. He rules in us. But he doesn't do it forcefully. He doesn't rule in us by saying, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this. The Spirit just quickens you. God wouldn't do that. You know the bracelets there for a long period of time? What would Jesus do? WWAD? What would Jesus do? You see, the Spirit of God in you quickens you to those things. There are many times in my life that I just you know, I get in a situation and the flesh would like to get its 2 cents worth in. Any interest is only worth 2 cents. But on the inside of you, you hear, don't go there. Or you hear, nothing good will come from that. No, you can do it if you want to. But God's not ruling you by a law. He's working on desire. That's not going to profit you. Okay. Father knows best. I'll listen to that. Or, I don't care what you said, I'm going to do what I want to do. And I think we've all been there where we've had checks in the Spirit and we violated the Spirit. Right? Because we didn't allow the governing agent on the inside of us to govern. Now, is law needed? Absolutely. For people who break it. You understand? Thank God we have laws of the land. If we didn't have laws of the land, it wouldn't be safe to walk out of your house. And I'm telling you, it's getting bad enough with laws that aren't enforced. You with me? That's why it's so important that we get the Word of God out and to where we're starting to stimulate a desire in people to follow God. Follow God. Be led by the Spirit. The Spirit of God has never led me to an ungodly place. Now, if He leads you there, it will be for God to do a work. You with me? But God doesn't lead me just to go to bars and this, that, and the others. You understand? That's not the way the Spirit of God works. And I don't wake up here and don't go, don't go, don't go. There's no desire to go, so there's no need to tell me that thing. You follow me? And so, what God is wanting to do in us is to get us focused on the Spirit rather than on the external. If you focus on the external, there will always be governing laws governing the external man. But if the inward man is being led by the Holy Spirit, who is God, they don't need external governing. You're being governed by the inside. You're doing right because you want to do right, not because someone's telling you to do right, not even because you're afraid of the consequences. You know, I've done a lot of things growing up that I was afraid of the consequences. My heart wanted to do them, and sometimes I'd weigh it out. You've all been there. If I thought I could get by with it, I did a lot of dumb things, okay? But if I thought I wouldn't get by with it, I had fear on the inside of me. If Daddy said, don't do this, you ask yourself, if I do this, is Daddy going to find it out? Probably. And I'm going to tell you what, that was a governing factor in my teenage years. It's just some principles that my daddy put in me that kept me from doing some things that would have got me in major trouble. Hearing him talk or hearing mama. Would the Lord, if the rapture were to take place, would the Lord come where you are? And there have been times I'm thinking, not a chance. The Lord wouldn't be here. You understand? The Holy Spirit works somewhat the same way. He gives you, it's the voice of God on the inside of you, not in a condemning way or not even in a condescending way, but very gentle to where He's dealing with you. That's not in your best interest. See, when God deals with us about things, it's because He's looking out for our best interest. But so often, we think of God like we think of ourselves, and you know, You ever heard you have to look out for old number one? Well, that's not the way God thinks. That's not the way God operates. God's looking out for us. And so He puts His Spirit in us to lead us in a path of righteousness because that's in our best interest, not because it puts a feather in the hat of God. It's because it keeps us from being destroyed by the devil, if we'll listen. And there's a lot of teaching out there today. You know, people are trying to bring born-again believers under the law. And, you know, Paul dealt with this with the Galatians. You know, he goes in and he preaches Christ, Jesus Christ crucified. They believe that. They accept Jesus Christ. And then along comes a religious group and says, well, that's right, you need to accept Jesus, but always beware of the but, okay? But you need to do a little works. You have to be circumcised. That's works. And Paul said, who's bewitched you? Who tricked you? Who deceived you? Do you think that you can start in faith and finish by works? And that's where people are today. You got saved because you believed Jesus Christ was a sacrifice for sin, that He paid a penalty for you, and if you would accept Him as your personal Savior, that you would live eternally with Him. That is all by faith. There is nothing visible or tangible that you can lay hold of for your salvation. You heard the Word and you believed it. Now, why is it after we do that, that the church wants to impose all these externals on us? No, keep teaching. Keep teaching. Get them full of the Holy Spirit. How do you receive the Holy Spirit? By faith. You don't see. You just hear what the Scriptures say about Him. You believe what the Scriptures say, and you receive the Holy Spirit. That's how God works. He deals with our hearts on the inside. You understand? He is prompting the inward man to provoke him to do what's going on the inside, rather than to focus his attention on the outside, because on the outside there are governing laws. But on the inside, there's the being led by the Spirit. And if we're led by the Spirit, we're not under law. You understand? I don't even think about the law. You know, I can pass a police car pass me. I don't think anything about it. But if a person is breaking the law, they don't want the police officer to see them. Especially if they're running from the law, right? You can all relate to this, right? Well, it's the same way when it comes to the things of God. If we're doing what we should be doing, if we're in love with the Lord, we're full of the Spirit of God, we're not wanting to violate God, then we don't have to concern ourselves about the don't do's. And what we want to do because we're prompted by the Spirit of God, not to get the favor of God, because we love God and we know that's what would please God, so we want to do what pleases Him. You know, even as a kid, I liked to do what pleased my dad. Didn't always do it, but I like to. You had to deal with flesh, you understand? That I'd rather please me or him. You understand? That's exactly the way it is today, the thing we deal with. Had I rather please God, or had I rather please flesh? If I'd rather please flesh, I'm going to have some governing laws on me. But if my heart is to please God, the Spirit of God will govern me. You don't need the externals. So if you're led by the Spirit, you're free from the law. The law served its purpose. The law brought me to Jesus. Now, am I still going to hold on to that? think of it this way. John the Baptist was a forerunner of Jesus. And he was the end of the law and prophets. You think about it. What's he doing? He's pointing people to Jesus. His own disciples, he's pointing them to Jesus. Behold the Lamb of God. And his disciples leave him to follow Jesus. Well, he fulfilled his role. He said, he must increase, I must decrease. I have to get out of the way. And we know that John was killed. The law was gotten out of the way. Not that John would hinder Jesus. Don't misunderstand. I'm showing you a type. I'll show you another type. What's commonly called Mount of Transfiguration, Matthew 17, where Jesus goes up with Peter, James, and John. While they're on the mount, they see Jesus transfigured, and then they see Moses and Elijah. And Peter has this brilliant idea, he thinks. Let's build three tabernacles. Let's put a memorial here. One for Moses, one for Elijah, and one for you, Jesus. And God interrupted that. The cloud came over there, and a voice spoke out of the cloud, said, "This is my beloved son. Hear him." The law, Moses represented the law. The prophets, Elijah represented the prophets. It's not time to listen to the law and prophets. Listen to the one that's fulfilled the law and prophets. You follow me? And that's what God's wanting us to do today. We learn from the Old Testament. We glean the principles of the Old Testament. We understand what the law and the prophets were doing. They're trying to get us focused on Jesus. They long to see the day that you and I are seeing. These prophets were prophesying about things that they didn't really understand. I mean, they would talk about the Messiah, but they didn't really understand all these things. You and I have experienced them. You follow me? So this is the time not to listen to law, not to listen to the prophets that was telling what was to come. Once he's here, I don't need someone telling me what's coming. He's here. Now I need to follow him. And to follow him, I follow the Spirit. That's why Jesus said before he ascended back into heaven, he said, "It's to your advantage that I go away, because if I go away, I'm going to send you another comforter. I'm not going to leave you as orphans. You've been walking with me. I'm going to send one to live in you." There were times that they were looking for Jesus. You follow me? He said, "I'm going to put one on the inside of you. You're never alone. With the Spirit of God in you, how can you be alone? God's with you." What is Emmanuel? God with us. Isn't that what Isaiah said his name would be called? Emmanuel. God with us. Well, if God's living on the inside of me, I don't need to be listening to Moses or Elijah. I need to be listening to God in me, led by the Spirit. Then the law is really irrelevant to me because the Spirit is not going to break the law. You follow me? I hope this helps you. Okay? Just humor me. I have to get it out of me, okay? God wants us to understand how this operates. The law was an important part in the history of mankind. The law is for the lawless. Romans the 13th chapter, God sets civil authorities. He said they don't bear the sword in vain, but they're not a threat to anyone that's doing right. But if you do evil, then they're a threat to you. You understand? So as long as we're led by the Spirit of God, these condemning laws are not a threat to us. We don't have to concern ourselves with them. I didn't wake up this morning thinking about not to worship another god, not to make any images. You understand? To honor my father and my mother, not to take God's name in vain and all the other things. I didn't wake up thinking about that. I did wake up thinking about the Lord. I did get up talking to the Lord. That's how He wants us to live, from the inside, not from the outside. Not when the day's over and you just say, "Lord, forgive me for all I didn't do." You've never done that, right? If I've done all that I know to do, the Lord's pleased. That's all God expects of you. Oh, you know. Now, if you don't do what you know to do, even though it's very insignificant, you miss the mark. Then you need to go ahead and admit that to the Lord. I missed it. Give me another opportunity. You follow me? So the way that God has set this up with His kingdom and the way He wants to lead us, direct our lives, it is so simple that a child can understand it. But we've tried to make it so complex that nobody can understand it. And Jesus said the kingdom of God is like children, you know. What does He mean by that? You just say something, they believe it. Especially in the very impressive years of growing up. What is that? And you tell them, you know, they just believe it. They don't argue with you. They just believe it. And God wants us to be that way with Him when He tells us something, not to argue with Him. Just believe it. And then do what He tells us to do. And when we do that, that's being led by the Spirit. And when you're led by the Spirit, the law is not necessary for your life. You follow me? Okay. So don't let people bring you into the condemnation of the law. In the 8th chapter of Romans, Paul talks about there is no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. If you don't walk after the flesh. If you walk after the flesh, your own heart will condemn you. You'll condemn yourself. Not God. You'll condemn yourself. We've all done it. But He said, the law of the Spirit of life has made me free from the law of sin and death. And He goes on to say, the carnal man, the natural man, the man who has his attention on the physical body, can't please God. But the man who walks in the Spirit, the man who has his attention on the inward man, is pleasing to God. You with me? God wants us to know who we are. We're spiritual beings. So He wants us to put our attention on the inward man instead of putting all this attention on the outward man, and to be governed from the inside instead of looking at rules and regulations to govern us from the outside. If you govern from the inside, you will be governed correctly. Amen? Okay, that's the message. Law or Spirit, that's your choice. God's recommending to be led by the Spirit. Amen? Okay. Father, I thank You that You bless us indeed, You enlarge our territory. Your hand's with us to keep us from evil so that we do not cause pain. You bless us and keep us. You make Your face to shine upon us. You're gracious unto us. You lift up Your countenance upon us and You give us peace. So Lord, we invite You to rise up, let Your enemies be scattered, and those who hate You flee before You. Amen. Any of you that are watching...